The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Hello there. It's nice to be back with you again after what can only pass for a magnificent week. Oh, well, now, admittedly, your own week may not have been that great. Despite that, we must always continue to profess only that which is uplifting and positive in our lives. Let's face it, our week may have been blighted by a couple of unforeseen and unfortunate circumstances. That, however, does not quite mean there were no redeeming features whatsoever in the week. For those positive aspects of the week, we must continue to remain grateful. In the case of those unfortunate incidents, we must be grateful for the lessons contained in them. Perhaps now you have learned to do something better. Perhaps you have even learned not to jump to inaccurate conclusions. Perhaps you have learned to be more accommodating of your partner and more tolerant towards him or her. You have learned valuable lessons. So whichever way you choose to view it, it's been a magnificent week, one way or the other. That is the reason why our verdict on anything, anybody, and any set of circumstances must remain positive and elevating at all times. Indeed, what you profess about yourself will be nothing short of a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so, a great week it has been. Fantastic. And now for our affirmation of purpose. Just for today, I will dream big dreams. I will announce myself into the exclusive club of the creative daydreamers. These are the potentially great men and women who create something out of apparent nothing, making a huge difference in their own lives and in the lives of others, in the process reshaping the collective destiny of the human race. And my own dreams will be unique. For in my dreams, I will clothe my destiny in a colorful cloak of glorious achievement. My dreams will fuel my passion. My dreams will empower me for creative genius. My dreams will propel me towards uncommon accomplishment. My dreams will ennoble my character. And just for this day will I dream big dreams. For small dreams can only inspire small efforts. I will dream the life. And then I will dream, live the dream. The topic of today's episode is walking with the wise to grow wise. Now, what does the book of life have to tell us concerning wisdom? Now, listen to these words from the book of Proverbs. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a true tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. In another section, it says, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. And yet in another section of the book of Proverbs, it says, He who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. And indeed, the topic of today's episode derives from this particular statement. Now, from time immemorial, wisdom has been viewed as an intellectual entity that seems to belong to only a few in any society. Those are the people to which almost magical qualities are ascribed. Another concept of wisdom is that it is a quality that comes to people after years of experience, which is why it is taken for granted that as long as one is of a certain age, one naturally possesses wisdom. Both of these premises are valid to varying extents. However, the crucial burden now becomes evident in explaining that wisdom is not the exclusive preserve of any age group, nor is it some holy grail to which a favored few can lay claim. Wisdom is an attribute to which anyone is free to aspire, if only for the prosaic reason that wisdom is actually a rather complex word. You can turn it inside out, like you would do to a shirt, for instance, and you will still be left with the same meaning. For after all, wisdom is learning all you can, and then having the humility to realize that you don't know it all. To that valid extent, the acquisition of wisdom is a lifelong enterprise. Without an iota of doubt, the quality of your life will be determined by how much you do the right thing for the right reason in the right manner. Much of life's failures are caused by wrong decision making. In our lives, we have to make a series of decisions, each of seemingly little consequence. Yet the sum total of all these decisions determines the final outcome of our life. A successful life depends upon developing a higher percentage of wisdom than error. In arriving at any decision, there are certain questions that should be uppermost in our minds. One, is it ethically right? Two, is it absolutely fair to all concerned? And three, is it based on what is right rather than who is right? And a fourth one is, will it do the most for the most? I'll take those again. One, is it ethically right? Two, is it absolutely fair to all concerned? Three, is it based on what is right rather than who is right? And four, will it do the most for the most? Now, every day, you are necessarily a decision maker. There's nothing you can do about that. And these decisions must be based on sound information and reliable data. This is why the need for wisdom is a compellingly universal one. That is also why the people around you must also be wise and competent. Every day, there is an ever-present tendency for most people to equate wisdom with knowledge. Wisdom, however, is much more and much deeper than knowledge. You can gain knowledge pretty well on your own, but it is the ability to apply that knowledge to everyday life that is actually wisdom. And it is a treasure you must seek with all your heart. Perhaps the fundamental and the first step on the long road of wisdom is to strive strenuously for knowledge and then share it with others. Through words, of course, but more importantly, through deeds. Set an example. You see, the practical application of your acquired knowledge also goes a long way in making you a wiser person. Now, let us situate wisdom within the premises of the mistakes we make. Cicero, the Roman orator and statesman, said more than 3,000 years ago, and I quote, "It is the nature of every man to err, but only a fool perseveres in error." I'll take that again. "It is the nature of every man to err, but only a fool perseveres in error." The literal translation of this profound statement is this: wisdom is also agreeing to learn from life. If you don't agree to learn from life, how will you stop making the same mistakes and struggling with the same problems over and over again? The truth is this: as long as you learn from a defeat, you have not really lost. Knowledge is power, and the basic unit of the acquisition of knowledge is information. Therefore, you must deliberately seek information to become knowledgeable. Now, to exploit the power that is inherent in knowledge acquisition, anytime you learn any information, you must ask yourself three questions. One, where can I use it? Two, when can I use it? Three, who else needs to know it? I'll take that again. Where can I use it? Two, where can I use it is first. Second is, when can I use it? And the third question is, who else needs to know it? One of the greatest teachers of wisdom is life itself. All advances, whether spiritual, emotional, or material, are invariably preceded by a fall of some kind. Such falls may be so devastating that we feel totally traumatized. However, we should view such falls with gratitude rather than with dismay for the lessons in wisdom that is contained in them. Summarily, this means we really ought not to be too dismayed by the errors and mistakes we make in our life. This is because all of them are involved in the beautiful soup that is actually on the cooker to make absolutely certain that the very best comes out of us at the end of our experiences. Well then, what we are going to do in this first segment is to spare some time to talk about some resource that is particularly predicated upon wisdom. One of the resources of the Global Institute for Human Excellence and a book that was authored by this speaker is a book called 365 Days of Wisdom, with the subtitle, A Daily Companion for the Soul in Search of Enlightenment. Now, this book was conceptualized to possess a more dynamic and user-friendly flavor than the conventional daily devotional. In any case, it wasn't even for any specific year, being an inspirational journal for all seasons. Since it made its debut on the international market, the response to it has been nothing short of astonishing, if not singularly phenomenal. The book is a three-in-one self-package. It can be adopted as a devotional. It can be used as a spiritual guidebook to the language of inspiration, since it allows you to take immediate control of your destiny in all areas of your life. And it can be used as a handbook of spiritual guidance. A form of guidance works like this. If you have a problem, pray around and around it and randomly open the book. Presumably, the pages you open to perhaps might just offer you enough insight to navigate you through your dilemma. Now, this form of guidance is predicated on some conscious need backed by the spiritual energy of expectant faith. Now, this book was reviewed by Brian Knight, a popular Canadian book reviewer, and this is what he had to say about it. He says, knowledge is often gained through the study of books. Wisdom is gained through the practice of life and expressed in the execution of knowledge. It is a remarkable thing to gain wisdom through the study of knowledge. To summarize this, you can read a book and learn, but wisdom is found in the experiences of life. And that is absolutely true. Now, 365 Days is, in a word, brilliant. It delivers quotes from some of the greatest minds the world has ever known, and stories that deliver a strong message of morality and common sense. What sets 365 Days of Wisdom apart from the others in this genre is the coupling of those quotes and stories with supporting scripture. It is awe-inspiring to read the words of man and then see them verified and supported by scripture. Dr. Garnett delivers this motivational guidebook with an elegant hand, and the knowledge and wisdom contained on the pages of 365 Days of Wisdom is greatly complemented by Dr. Garnett's care, compassion, and humble personality. 365 Days of Wisdom is available on Amazon Books. And now, a remarkable thing we'll be doing on this show is having highly esteemed guests with us. On March the 6th, 2014, we'll be having a remarkable lady with us. Her name is Marie Cornelio. Now, Marie Cornelio is the chief executive officer of Marie Cornelio International. She's a best-selling author, poet, speaker, and conscious lifestyle mentor. She's also the founder of the Daily Love Assignment and Daily Love Assignment e-University, where Marie works with women and men to integrate the deep powers of spirit into their lives to create a strong foundation for sustainable personal growth and empowerment, and to leave a lasting legacy of meaningful contribution, harmony, love, and peace in the world. In 2012, Marie established the Bust Global Publishing, a boutique independent self-help and transformational traditional publishing company. Marie is currently doing something very, very significant. She's writing her forthcoming book. It's called The Gratitude Way, the ultimate 21-day guided gratitude journey to joyful living. She lives in Northern California, where she loves celebrating life with her family and riding her bike or taking daily gratitude walks with her lovely dog, Roxy Love. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this book that Marie is writing, The Gratitude Way. In this book, you will find a beautiful and practical gratitude guidebook for creating more abundance and beautiful tools for increasing your joy. It's filled with 21 days of life-transforming daily gratitude exercises, with clear and concise daily actionable activity steps, life-affirming daily affirmations, and daily guided meditations, moments, and prayers. This book will gently guide you to explore and experience more awareness, joy, and happiness by cultivating gratitude into your daily practice and lifestyle. The book will not only increase your awareness and give you a solid foundation to build a lifetime of grateful living and inner peace, it will also transform you from the inside out. Mystics have known for thousands of years the spiritual, emotional, and physical benefits that gratitude brings to one's life. Recently, science research has also made the same discovery. This gratitude guidebook marries spirituality, health, and spiritual benefits associated with practicing gratitude on a daily basis, as well as debunking some of the common myths about gratitude. The book is divided into a 3-week, 21 daily guided journey, and each week is artfully designed to help the reader achieve a new habit and increase more gratitude in their life, thus experiencing life more joyfully. Marie will be with me on March the 6th on that week's episode called The Magic Power of Gratitude. She is an expert on the subject, and we are going to be availing ourselves of her profound wisdom. Marie, wonderful lady, congratulations on this wonderful book. Thank you. See you in the next segment.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today. Are you taking full advantage of all the lessons that your life is trying to teach you? These lessons are the building blocks of who you are and who you will ultimately become. On Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, host John Earle will show you how to discover your life's lessons and how to use these lessons to transform your life into a deeper and more profound experience. Discover the meaning of your existence. Tune in to Waking Up, Learning What Your Life is Trying to Teach You, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back. Now, where were we? We're still on our topic, walking with the wise to grow wise. Now, anyone who would attain to extraordinary heights in life must, in a figurative manner of speaking, sit at the feet of a sage and tap from his wisdom. Such a person will have to put himself at the disposal of another's superior knowledge and wisdom. For in truth, no man is wise enough by himself. Is it not rightly declared that no servant is greater than his master, nor can a messenger be greater than the one who sent him? Again, wisdom may simply be the ability to appreciate the fact that one can learn and come into all the knowledge of this world, yet one must still humbly accept that one does not know it all. He who teaches himself has a fool for a master. And so I encourage you to refuse to be a fool. Instead, seek divine direction. For divine direction comes from divine wisdom, and divine wisdom comes from divine instruction. I'll take that again. Seek divine direction, for divine direction comes from divine wisdom, and divine wisdom comes from divine instruction. From today, I encourage you to commit to seeking instruction at the feet of someone older and wiser. Sit at the feet of he who is more successful than you are, and his superior wisdom will flow down to you as if propelled by some form of spiritual gravity. Resolutely insist on partaking of the fellowship of excellence that exists among the wise. For is it not true that every student is someone's teacher, and every teacher someone's student? Sit at the feet of your role model and aspire to achieve his brand of success. Even the annals of history have it that Socrates taught Plato, and that Plato taught Aristotle, and that Aristotle taught Alexander the Great. In fact, Alexander's quest for knowledge was legendary. Now, I will tell you an interesting encounter that Alexander had in his unquenchable thirst for knowledge and wisdom. This story centers around two characters, Alexander the Great and a man called Diogenes. Alexander the Third, the Great, king of Macedonia and conqueror of the Persian Empire, is considered one of the greatest military geniuses of all times. He was indeed inspiration for later conquerors such as Hannibal the Carthaginian, the Romans Pompey and Caesar, and Napoleon. Alexander was born in 356 BC in Pella, in ancient capital of Macedonia, and was son to Philip II, king of Macedonia, and Olympias, the princess of neighboring Epirus. He was to later conquer most of Asia and later Egypt in military campaigns which are widely acclaimed to have the stroke of genius. On the other side of this divide was a man called Diogenes of Sinope, one of the most interesting Greek philosophers and teachers of the ancient world. Also known as Diogenes the Cynic, he led an ascetic life which bordered on the totally eccentric. He was not a cynic in the modern sense. The term actually came from the Greek word for dog-like. Diogenes looked like a stray dog and was referred to as such. He it was who uttered such profound pieces of wisdom as, "He has the most who is content with the least," and Dogs and philosophers do the greatest good and get the least reward. Consistent with his own philosophy of contentment and simplicity, he gave away all his possessions except a bowl for drinking water. One day, he saw a young slave boy drinking water from cupped hands, and even that bowl he gave away to the slave boy. This sage, who is remembered throughout the ages, actually slept in a borrowed earthen tub. One day, after a particularly exhausting military campaign, Alexander the Great decided to visit with Diogenes. Now, Alexander was his biggest fan, and had come to pay his respects as well as to receive some wisdom at the sage's feet. Indeed, even the world's greatest men seek wisdom. In fact, they seek it the most often. Alexander and Diogenes talked at length. Towards the end of the epochal visit, Diogenes asked Alexander what his plans might be. Alexander answered that he planned to conquer and subjugate Greece. Pretty impressive goal setting, but Diogenes pressed on. So after conquering and subjugating Greece, what would he do? Alexander explained that he would then plan to conquer and subjugate the whole of Asia. Well, good as good. Then after that, Alexander planned to conquer and subjugate the rest of the world. Diogenes, who was not easily impressed or dissuaded from a line of inquiry, asked what Alexander planned to do after he had conquered and subjugated the entire world. Alexander the Great told the philosopher that after all that, he planned to relax and enjoy himself. Diogenes responded, "Why not save yourself all the trouble by relaxing and enjoying yourself now?" Alexander, in all probability, never got the point. Most people never do. Enjoyment is not meant to be the final end state of a long and arduous process of attainment. It is meant to be woven through the tapestry of our lives now, in the present moment, and throughout the goal-achieving process along the way. So you can see that we can receive the most peculiar forms of wisdom from our teachers. And we can receive wisdom through an equally peculiar array of strategies. Tell me something. Have you ever given even the slightest thought to inviting out your boss, your principal, to lunch? Now, this is a totally strange and unconventional occurrence, admittedly. The usual thing is to be invited out to lunch by your boss or your mentor. He would most certainly be a role model of sorts, and it will be considered a rare privilege to be seen in his company at lunch table, perhaps at his exclusive men's club. In fact, amongst your peers, it will remain the topic of conversation for quite some time. I put it to you that the time has come for you to turn convention on its head by inviting your boss out to lunch. Indeed, the time has come for you to save scrupulously for this uncommon and epochal event. Take your boss out to lunch in an exclusive restaurant. Give him that rare treat that is uncommon from subordinate to superordinate. This in itself is a rare piece of wisdom. You will be amazed at how the date will turn out. You will be availing yourself of wisdom the type you never imagined you could be exposed to. Your boss will be so disarmed by your uncommon gesture that he will feel obliged to drop his defenses and offer you nuggets of wisdom and counsel that you will not normally be inclined to offer. Still on strange methods and sources of wisdom, permit me to share another short story with you. My latest book, The Bishop's Testament, is in the first-person narrative. The narrator, a man who was going through rather traumatic times after an uncommonly successful 15-year outing in lucrative private medical practice, was on a dinner date with his mentor, the bishop, at the world-famous Claridge's restaurant in London's smart West End. The bishop, quite in keeping with that spontaneously eccentric part of him, did the most unusual thing. Just as the waiter completed the chore of taking their orders, the bishop deftly handed him what was obviously a tip. The man accepted it with a dignified bow and with a gracious smile, turned away to go and attend to the orders. The narrator looked up at his mentor in surprise. "Do forgive my impertinence, sir, but wasn't that rather premature? After all, he hasn't even served us yet." The bishop, his mentor, indulged him with his usual enigmatic smile. "Son, Can we reasonably assume that we shall be served our meal? And with the superlative standard and great courtesy with which this finest of London restaurants is world-renowned? I believe so, sir, the narrator replied. The bishop went on, he said, in that case, would you concede that our meal is as good as served and relished? The narrator replied, in a manner of speaking, yes, you are quite correct, sir. The bishop then checkmated him by saying, in the circumstances, I put it to you that an expression of gratitude should not be entirely out of order. The wholesome habit of expressing our gratitude upfront is one of the most invaluable we can ever develop. So from today, start giving thanks for what you have not yet received. This is a powerful form of faith. Now, even though I'm the author of that book and I authored this last statement, it has remained as strongly as it ever did when I was writing them. And I repeat it. In the circumstances, I put it to you that an expression of gratitude should not be entirely out of order. The wholesome habit of expressing our gratitude upfront is one of the most invaluable we can ever develop. So from today, start giving thanks for what you have not yet received. This is a powerful form of faith. Now, this is the type of unusual, out-of-the-way type of wisdom you can expect to glean while out on a dinner date with a mentor. The wise and worldly, who, by the way, also tend to be extraordinarily successful in their fields, often present their teaching in ways that are equally extraordinary. This is perhaps because they seem to possess the ingrained habit of not thinking the way most people do. This is also why you should beware of what most people think. Most people tend to think like most people do. And this means that most people tend to repeat what others have done or said. And their ideas not being theirs tend to be stale concepts held by the vast majority. This is why originality is one of the greatest gifts you can ever offer yourself. Extraordinary people, those we tend to look up to as mentors, are almost always people who come at issues from the uncommon angle. Their ideas are mostly products of their own creativity. And even when they engage in the commonplace activity, they bring a refreshing novelty to it that makes it entirely their own creation. It is little wonder, therefore, that another perfectly varied definition of genius is the ability to do the common thing uncommonly well. Now, before we take a short break, I'll talk a little bit more about the Bishop's Testament. It was from that book that I brought out the little tale of just about a couple of minutes ago. Now, the Bishop's Testament is one of the resources of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. And the total title of the book goes thus: The Bishop's Testament, a novel on the spiritual basis of wisdom and wealth consciousness, authored by Dr. Yomi Gannett. Within the pages of this extraordinary book is a simple truth: that the path to a life of genuine fulfillment can be quite as simple as reading a story. This engaging and soul-touching tale is one such story. In this first-person narrative, a man, after a brilliant 15-year medical career, experiences a devastating reversal in his fortunes. Fortuitously, however, he makes the acquaintance of the bishop, a highly revered ecclesiastical personage and founder of a global Pentecostal ministry, who adopts him as a protege for an entire year, focusing exclusively on his rehabilitation through a fascinating combination of vivid dreams, intimate personal encounters, and dramatic, hilariously mischievous capers. Gradually, the man regains his ability to believe in himself and rises above adversity. The bishop teaches him in exhaustive detail about faith, the principles of economic empowerment, goal setting, the power of focus, perseverance, creative visualization, and discipline. This poignant story, woven between Nigeria, South Africa, England, and the United States, is delivered with an elegant hand, and the knowledge and wisdom contained in it is greatly complemented by the bishop's care, passion, and humility. The extensive research that was deployed to the writing of the bishop's testament is manifestly evident in the fresh and unique approach to the teaching of spiritual principles. Powerful nuggets of wisdom and immutable spiritual laws are creatively blended to produce an engaging story that both delights and illuminates. Without doubt, this book will turn out a wonderful resource that will not only uplift you, the reader, but will set you firmly on the path of a life rich with limitless possibilities, joy, and peace. The knowledge and life lessons contained in this book will better prepare you to make wiser decisions along the path of life. Indeed, a bishop who is also a leading light in the Pentecostal movement in the United States describes the book as a blueprint for enduring enlightenment and transformation in the quest for effective living. It is available on Amazon Books. Well then, just before we go on break again, as I usually do, I'll take this golden opportunity to extend a warm hand of fellowship to you by asking you to be a part of the glorious mission and the scintillating vision of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. The mission of the Global Institute is to promote and nurture a global culture of excellence by challenging you to grow and equipping you to win in all areas of life, while the overall vision is to inaugurate a new and egalitarian order founded on genuine transformational awareness and a firm commitment to the virtues of noble living. Now, if you are on Facebook, all you have to do is go to www.facebook.com/the Global Institute Incorporated. That is the Global Institute INC. Like the page officially, and of course, this automatically makes you a friend of the page. Beyond that, however, two other items will automatically accrue to you. One, you will receive our daily free resume called Just for Today. And secondly, you will become a certified member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence. And a certificate of membership will be issued to you as soon as you visit our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com. And you can connect with us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/theglobalinstituteinc, on Twitter at Stress Edu Center, StressEduCentre, and of course on LinkedIn at LinkedIn.com/NG/Dr. Yomi Garnett. Now, it's been a pleasure being with you in the past two segments. Let's take a little break, and by the time we come back, we'll be refreshed enough to take the final segment of today's episode. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource Just for Today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome back to this last segment of today's episode. I'm having an exhilarating time on this simply astonishing excursion, and I hope the same thing is happening to you. Now, why is it usually so difficult for most people to make themselves amenable to superior knowledge and wise counsel? The reason is not really that far-fetched. It is simply because of a lack of humility. Yet we have to feel humble toward everyone we meet. The truth is that we can glean wisdom from just about everyone we encounter, and not just those who are superior to us in status. Every being is unique in their own right. If I choose to place myself above others, they simply won't be able to pour their wisdom into my cup. However, if on the other hand, I humbly agree to place myself lower than them, then their wisdom can flow naturally down into me as if propelled by some form of spiritual gravity. Can you picture that? Now, I'll take that again. If I chose to place myself above others, they simply wouldn't be able to pour their wisdom into my cup. However, if on the other hand, I humbly agree to place myself lower than them, that is, subordinate to them in concept, then their wisdom can flow naturally down into me as if propelled by some form of spiritual gravity. We are actually actively seeking wisdom when we are willing to realize that no one crosses our path by accident. Each person, even the lowliest person, or the most difficult or evil individual, is in possession of some wisdom that can be of benefit of some sort to us. In fact, as long as you continue to find yourself in conflict or disharmony with someone, it only means that person has something of value to teach you. On your high road to wisdom, whenever you are in conflict with another person, always ask yourself one question. What can this situation or this person teach me? Why am I in this conflict with this person at this particular time? When you can find the appropriate answers to this question, you have learned a new lesson and taken a significant step on the road to wisdom. The reason why we do not appreciate others, whether they are superior to us or far lower down the scale than us, is simply this. We fail to appreciate others because we generally lack humility. In all essence, most of us are blind as we walk through life. We can be safely viewed as people who hold up a mirror, seeing only ourselves and quite unable to see anyone else. And that is why, without as much as a pause to see if there is some wisdom to be gleaned from an encounter, we tend to think we are right while others are wrong. It is also for this reason that wars have been a part of human history for thousands of years, because no one makes an attempt to see the other person's point of view before passing judgment. Now, how do we go about the process of acquiring wisdom? Now, I'm going to present a quartet of four concepts, one after the other. How do we go about the process of acquiring wisdom? The first strategy is this. Make it a resolute decision on your part to tap from the wisdom of those who are truly wise. These people tend to abound in a world that is truly in tragic flux and despair. Some people have made it their life mission to seek wisdom in all its ramifications and impart it to others. Never in the history of mankind is knowledge and its impartation so available as in this new millennium. Wisdom is a holistic entity. In fact, it is available in practically all aspects of human existentiality, with people specializing in different aspects of the totality of human endeavor. Name it. Finance, health and wellness, general self-help, sports, government, civics, etc. You can learn virtually all you need to know by simply seeking out the experts in each field and understanding them. Most of these people write books, get their books and read them. They sometimes hold seminars, attend their seminars. They transcribe their teachings into videos and audio materials, get them, listen to them and watch them. In the matter of reading the books of your mentors, when you read, you have to tap from the principles used in the book you have read. To fly on the wings of the eagle, you must tap on the principles of the eagle. You will have to spread the way he spreads his wings and lap on his back so as to fly the way he flies. That is why you need to follow the principles of the writer of any book you have read so as to get the results the writer has gotten. To achieve excellence, you must model yourself after excellence. Now, take the fashion catwalk on the international fashion circuit, for instance. The success of the fashion catwalk is predicated on the desire of fashionistas to see the best seasonal offers in sartorial elegance, and then they go all out to model their appearances on what they have seen. Never in the history of mankind has there been such a plethora of knowledge compacted into books, MP3s, videos, live seminars. There really is no form of knowledge that you seek that you will not find. And when you add all these to the amazing fact that the world is now a global village by virtue of the pervasive influence of the internet, you have the perfect recipe for the enthusiastic dissipation of knowledge to all and sundry. I recommend that one should be able to read at least one book in a month. A particularly informative form of literature anyone can get into the wholesome habit of reading is biographies. The popular biographies of some of the greatest men and women who have walked the surface of this earth offer a lot of homegrown wisdom. You can listen to talk shows, you can listen to audios as you commute to and from work. And you can watch documentaries on a wide variety of subjects. Over the past 10 years, I have made it a personal habit to read at least one book every week. And I have found it the most satisfying pastime, as I'm now in a position to declare that nothing quite opens up an individual's mind as knowledge gained from reading about the experiences of other people. The second strategy is you should pray for wisdom to come to you in all its conceivable forms. An error-filled life is nothing short of a life of misery. Prayer is the most powerful form of petition for all that can be good in our lives. In the Book of Life, we are told that King Solomon, who, by the way, is still regarded as the wealthiest man of his era, faced with a choice between wisdom and wealth, first made a fervent petition for wisdom. Not unnaturally, affluence flowed to him with effortless ease thereafter. The name of this talk show is Dream the Life and Live the Dream. That presupposes that quite apart from genuinely purposeful living, I also wish for you a life rich in material abundance. To that degree, and within the context of today's episode, I will tell you another story. A mythical story that is pertinent in regard. Now, thousands of years ago, in a land very far away from you, there lived a young man who was under the tutelage of his spiritual master in a forest. One day, the young man walked up to his master and said, "Master, I would like to amass unlimited fortune. And with this unlimited wealth, I want to help the world and heal it of its pains. Please teach me how to create unlimited wealth." The master replied that within the heart of every man resided two goddesses. Each man is head over heels in love with these goddesses. "But there is a certain secret you must know," he told his disciple. "Although you are unequivocally in love with both goddesses, you must pay more attention to one of them. That is the goddess of wisdom. You must give her your undivided attention and pursue her with a fervency of purpose. The other goddess, the goddess of wealth, will become insanely jealous and start to pay more attention to you. The more you seek the goddess of wisdom, the more the goddess of wealth will seek you. She will pursue you wherever you go, and she will never leave you. That, son, is the secret to amassing all the wealth that you desire." And the third strategy: every once in a while, subject yourself to a sincere self-audit. Put every aspect of your life under close scrutiny. Are the decisions you are taking in all areas of your life congruent with your overall values and purpose? Would you wish to see a better outcome in certain areas of your life? Who can you turn to for wise counsel in these areas? The advantage of a brutal self-analysis is that it allows you to recognize your deficits, which you can now address effectively. And the final strategy: one of the most effective ways of developing a more discerning perspective to life is to practice a deep inner silence very often. The consistent and regular practice of meditation has the effect of generally quieting your inner monologue over time. When you permit silence in your thought processes, you give room for creative and intellectual growth. Furthermore, a calm mind is a mind open to any number of creative possibilities. And the more your intellect is allowed to entertain itself with creative pursuits, the wiser you become. One of the reasons why you should try and develop an inner silence is so that what you desire and what desires you can grow. And wisdom and knowledge actually desire you. Those who are truly wise are not too voluble people. They do not dissipate themselves in ineffectual chatter. Another reason why you should cultivate the practice of meditation is that it makes you a more compassionate person. The more compassion you can demonstrate, the more you are able to freely forgive your world, and the more you are able to let go of resentment, freeing up your mind for the germination of creative seeds. Again, the more your mind is able to excite itself in creative energy, the wiser a person you will become, and the more you become a repository of that which is divine, such that you are now becoming a veritable force for positive change in the lives of others and the world in general. On a final note, let us realize that wise people are winners. Winners are always eager to learn and to improve, in the process discovering the secret principles that make things work. They cultivate mentors who can teach them even more. And taking nothing for granted, they are not afraid to discard an idea, admit they were wrong, and start all over again. To winners, problems are not obstacles. They are merely opportunities they use to stimulate their passion, creativity, and perseverance. Never giving up, they try to discern the secret truths and the celestial laws that makes all things a part of the divine order. As we gradually come to the end of today's episode, we have another friend to talk about. Her name is Nida J. And inconsistent with our avowed mission of celebrating all that is excellent about mankind, in the process, celebrating passions that have the potential for impactively, positively on the critical mass of humanity, on today's Dream the Life, Live the Dream, the Global Institute for Human Excellence is celebrating the work of Nida J. It's a great novel called Heart of Eternity. Nida is a Dubai-based international author who only recently launched a debut novel, Heart of Eternity, which is traditionally published in all forms by Mirador Publishing of the UK. She has 6 to 7 years of language literature teaching and writing experience. She's also a gold medalist in literature and has a master's degree in language and literature. this profoundly insightful author found inspiration for her romance novel, Heart of Eternity, in her own life, history, and folklore. By drawing on the power of her personal experiences, she has created characters whose desires are circumscribed by the landscapes and paths they can no longer escape. Coming from a culturally diverse background, Neda received an MA in 2009 and teaches in the areas of comparative literature, composition, and language pedagogy. Currently, Neda resides in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, with her husband and two-year-old daughter. Now she finds the internal world of human beings to be a constant source of fascination and loves the more emotionally laden side of life. We'll find time to do a more comprehensive review on her book in a couple of episodes from today. In the meantime, join me in congratulating Neda J for this highly commendable literary achievement. Our world is in dire need of more people like her. We have come to the end of today's astonishingly brilliant episode. I've enjoyed myself immensely. I hope you have too. I look forward to meeting with you again next week, where we'll take ourselves on another excursion of life-transforming knowledge. Thank you so much. Have a brilliant week ahead.
Thank you again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week. And we'll talk again in the next one.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.